Hi, Kiri. My name's Emma. I just wondered if I could book in an appointment for my to Alex's to see Doc Brock, please. They need a health check. So we used to see Brock at Brisbane. Where did I take him? Yeah, it's now UPV. So I just wanted to. They're very high maintenance rescues. So they just need a health check, but one of them's on fluoxetine. Bugger, I was hoping for tomorrow, but not the afternoon. Could we? No, that's okay. Is there, maybe Monday? 2 p.m. Let's do 2 p.m. Let's just do it. Let's do tomorrow at 2 p.m. Yeah, no, that's fine. Let's just do it. 2 p.m. tomorrow is fine. I'll make it work. No. Yeah, absolutely. Emma, E-M-M-A. Dover, D-O-V-E-R. EMMZDOVER at hotmail.com. Zero 415 207 703 31 Birdwood Terrace in Arkansas. Zazu, he got me with age on you. I think it's about 9. Actually, he's probably a little bit older now. I'll have a look at his file at work and I'll find him. Oh my God, I can't remember. Mowgli. MOWGLY. GLI. Oh God, yeah. Yeah, both males. He's about 18 months younger than Zazu, so he's 7. Both males. That was 2 p.m. That's for both of them, isn't it? Yeah, that's perfect. Thank you. Possibly, yeah. Yeah, at least one, yeah. Okay. Zazu. He has it for he was really poor. He was raised by a backyard breeder. He had a horrendous wing trim. I got him at about 9 to 12 weeks old. So it was way too early. Had a horrendous wing trim and he's just been an anxious little bird since then. Mowgli was from the RSPCA, but he's a little escape artist, so so I'd assume he escaped from his previous home. We don't know a lot, but I think they both have some level of feather plucking, but or chewing. They don't pluck; they mostly chew. But Zazu's worse, and that's why he's on the fluoxetine. Although for some reason, it doesn't seem to be doing as much as it did. So, yeah, absolutely. databases. Yeah, that's fine. I was going to ask if I did that or you did that. No, I can do that. That's fine. And I think Zazie's had some x-rays too, so I'll get them. Oh, they both have, actually. So I'll get them sent across, because that was back in the days where they used to do it with the it wasn't digital. They used to go into a dark room and do them. Yeah. It was a lot more. I'm a vet nurse, but I'm with Green Cross, so I don't actually have anyone that would touch my birds. So I'm just like, for the love of God, someone, they're not that scary. So that's fine. I'm familiar with those things. Yeah. Oh, fabulous. Thank you so much. We'll see you then. Thank you. Bye-bye.